We got our own clico. Strong clico. Can you respect?
Welcome to La Clica Podcast. We're here at Blarney Stones in OC.
Blarney, Dick. Blarney with a
Blarney.
L.
Blarney Stones. Fountain Valley, the OC, St. Patrick's Day.
Hell yeah, dude.
We're with our guest podcast. We're here, DJ Rome.
Yes.
We're waiting on his relative.
Yeah, hey, I can say I'm a regular here, too. What's going on, brother? Yeah, so honestly.
Everybody recognizes this fool in here, huh?
Yeah, honestly, I kind of feel famous here, you know?
Resident DJ.
Hey, honestly, these are loyal crowds right here, and they love me. I haven't DJed for them since the beginning of this year, but you know what? I'll be back, though.
Hell yeah, dude.
I got things I got to take care of back at home, spend some time with the family, and you know what?
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, man.
Exactly. You know?
How long have you been DJing for?
I've been DJing since I was 15.
Hell yeah, we got it.
Right now, I'm 27, so all right. 11 years.
Going on 12.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, is, shit, man. My bad.
No, you're going on 12. It depends what part of the 15-year-old you were, dude.
That's true. But, you know, I've been DJing at the Blarney Stone for about a year, and love it. I got OC's best club DJ. I got noticed here in 2018. You know, I was DJing at two different bars, so that's crazy how someone from HP that isn't as big as everybody else gets noticed in a little two bars that I DJ at, you know,
and that's all you need sometimes, dude. But what drove you to DJ? Like, what inspired you to DJ?
What inspired me to DJ? Well, honestly, back then, before I used to be a breakdancer. Almost broke my hand.
A b-boy?
Yeah. I can still breakdance. I always do that shit for work, you know, because they have little things, events, and I gotta, you know, show them some spirit.
Chris used to be a fucking b-boy.
Yeah, so you know what?
I was more of a pop blocker, though.
Hey, there you go.
I couldn't do the spin. Not a cock blocker, but a pop blocker.
But yeah, though, I used to DJ and I almost broke my arm, so my mom's like, hey, what else you want to do?
Yeah.
She bought me the equipment I needed, and that's where my dream actually started. You know, no one in my family's ever been a DJ, so.
Nice, dude.
I'm trying to break some new, open some new doors for me, you know? Trying to make my family stress less.
Yeah.
You know? That's my whole goal.
So tell us, what's in store in the future for you?
Honestly, I pay attention to right now and where I'm at right now. I want to become a better DJ, so I have to do that now. I can't think about a future and say, like, yeah, I'm going to do this and not do it, you know? So I'd rather, my actions speak louder than words. So right now, honestly, I'm enjoying my life. I'm trying to get better at my profession, and that's where I'm trying to go, you know? I'm in a... What did I just say? I'm a fucking...
You're starting to do your own producing and stuff like
hidden
that?
Talent.
Hidden talent. Hidden that's talent. What
that's
at.
The word I was trying to get to. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
dude.
I'm a hidden talent, honestly. I'm from HP. I hope people hear about me soon, you know? Sooner the better, but you know what? It's going to take some time.
The band's about to start again. Where can people find you at?
And
book you.
You can find me on my Instagram. I got an Instagram. It's called Romeskes, Rome Skees.
All right.
So it's a double E.
Nice.
And you guys can find me there on my Instagram. And for manager booking, just send me a text on my Instagram. Send me a message. Yeah.
Awesome,
I'll send you guys my manager's number because I have my business cards.
Yeah.
But it just shows my media info and my manager's number.
We'll also put a link to your stuff on this podcast when it comes out. This podcast is on Spotify, iTunes, and all that good shit. Hey, so one final thanks for coming out. We'll probably talk to you a little later. The band's about to start. We're here at the Blarney Store with me. Well, Rick, Chris, and DJ Rome.
Yes, sir.
Awesome, man.
DJ Rome voted best OC DJ according to OC Weekly.
Yes, sir. 2018.
OCD.
Yeah, I'm Orange County's best club DJ of 2018.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm still on their website, so check it out. You know, so some love. Put a like on my Instagram. Follow. You know, just. Hidden talent, brother.
Oh, yeah, we'll fucking make it happen. All right, guys, we'll come back at you during the next musical break and continue the podcast. Hopefully that fucking little rat will be here. So we'll peace out for the next few minutes.
Can you hear me?
All right, what's up, everybody? We are here at the Blarney Stone in Fountain Valley celebrating St. Paddy's Day. We currently have the owners of this fucking awesome motherfucking establishment, Dave Bauman,
Todd Hipster.
Todd Hipster, and thank you for having us, guys.
Thanks for coming.
My first question was going to be, can we fucking curse? But you just took care of that for me, so thanks.
Hey, bro.
Anything you want.
Hey, bro. Ask and answer.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard for me to conduct an interview without cursing. That's a lot of Irish whiskey going today.
So tell us, guys, tell us about what it took to plan this entire event today.
I'll let Todd start with that.
Oh, boy.
Because I know you guys do this every year, and it must be getting better and better as the years come.
It's getting better and better, and we're learning more and more. The planning starts about a month out, and it goes from buying product to getting an outhouse to getting food to getting bands to getting ice to getting people here. That's all we're trying to do.
Well, I'll tell you this. I have a band, and I performed on, like, I believe one of the
opening day. Yeah, the day we took ownership of this.
And since the Blarney Stone's inception, it looks like it's gotten a shit ton of momentum, and it's a packed house tonight. Everybody's having a bitchin' time.
It's not even nighttime yet. There's no fucking windows in here.
Yeah,
so.
You know what? The environment is awesome. The people are great. Everybody's here having a bitchin' time. And you have a variety of an age range. And everybody's here with one purpose in mind, and it's just to fucking have a good time and celebrate.
Yep.
That's what we promote. You walk through our doors, we want you to have a fun, safe, clean environment with no drama, no bullshit. We throw people out all the time that want to disrespect the good time. So
yeah, really.
All we need is people to come in here and leave their worries outside. Come on in and have good drinks, strong drinks, good bartenders, good music. And you know what? We promote a good time. We don't need somebody's $20 that's going to be an asshole.
That's awesome.
The beauty of a dive bar, too, is you got every fucking walk of life and everybody's on the same platform here, you know. So
exactly. And you know what? You guys are in a very very particular area here. You guys are in a strip mall here in Fountain Valley. Was that by design?
No. By design is we're two firemen that love people and love a good time. And we ventured out. We sent 48 letters to bar owners throughout Southern California. We happened to get lucky enough to get this Irish bar here in Fountain Valley. Neither one of us knew it existed, but when we took it over, it was kind of, it was good, but there was a lot of little riffraff in here. Turned it around, look at it now, couldn't be prouder. All walks of life, people come here every day, blue collar people, spend their hard earned dollars, so we want to give them a great time.
The folks that owned it before us, Frank and Betty McIlroy, they've since retired to Ireland, and they owned this bar for 43 years, so they really paved the road for us, and they actually held our hand every step of the way through the process, and we actually pulled out a temporary liquor license permit just prior to the sale of this so we could have it for our first St. Patrick's Day 3 years ago, and they did a special deed for us on that. So we, like I said, they really, really paved the way for us and walked us through it every step of the way. And they're our lifelong friends, our surrogate mom and dad. So.
Well, you guys are definitely doing it right. You guys are definitely carrying, you know, the torch, setting the standard here. And I mean, this place, for those of you that are out there listening and aren't fortunate enough to be here, this place is on and fucking cracking. It's fucking packed. Great fucking music. We got a bagpiper out there, you know, keeping tradition strong here. And you guys are definitely doing it right.
One thing I do have to say is we stress military, fire, police, service members. We're Americans, man. we couldn't do this without our freedom we have here. So we encourage people, whatever service you're in, to bring a patch and throw it up on our wall. And we're going to be proud to hang that sucker. And you know what? We love it. America's great. We got a huge American flag in here. And we're fortunate to be here to do this.
That's the first thing I noticed when I walked in, the American flag. I feel at home. I'm fucking happy to be here, dude.
Yeah, we were inspired. There's a firehouse right by the World Trade Center. It's called 1010 House. And there's Irish pub right next door that survived the 9/11 attack, called O'Hara's. And we've been there, and they've, you know, extended their welcome to police and fire from all over the world. And their entire fucking bar is covered with police and fire military patches post 9/11. And I thought it was, you know, really neat tribute. So I asked Todd one day, I go, hey, you know, I don't want to nerd the place out and fireman shit, but I think it'd be neat if guys could come in and staple their patch from their company, their firehouse. So with that started, we have a little section back here, and it's grown like wildfire. We got everywhere from Toronto, the Philippines, Inglewood Police Department.
Even a California State Militia right behind you.
Yeah. We got people from all over the world that make their way out here. The World Police and Fire Games were out here. And we had a shitload of brothers and sisters from all over the world that came and had a good time, had a drink, left their patch. And, you know, when they come back and they go, hey, that's my patch, I put it there.
You guys need to start a coin collection here. That would be awesome.
We have that, too. We have challenge coins that we made for the bar. They're out there floating around somewhere.
Oh, damn.
So always carry your corn in the Blarney soda. It'll cost you a few bucks.
So for our listeners who haven't yet discovered what the greatness and the awesomeness and the fucking great environment that is the Blarney Stone, let's plug your social media and your contact info so that we can get people to come over here and enjoy what you guys have to offer.
First off, I want to say we're one of the only bars left that has live music and dancing. We're a small, little, clean, let me make sure you emphasize clean,
you
dive
can,
bar.
You can eat off of this bar. You can eat off of the ground of this bar.
But it's still a fucking dive bar, and there's not too many of us left. But Dave does a great job on all our social media and all the band bookings. Every weekend we have at least two bands, a DJ on Sunday, and other karaoke on Tuesday nights as well. So we really try to promote something going on every night. Ladies' night on Thursdays with the DJ as well. So we really try to do what our customers want. We listen to them, and we try to accommodate. Also, if you tag our walls in the bathroom and I catch you, it won't be fucking pretty. I'm 6 foot fucking three, 250 pounds. Just so you know, it happens every week. I got a picture of everyone of your gang signs that are tagged on there.
Yeah, fucking Chaka. We know about you,
exactly,
motherfucker.
Exactly, Chaka.
You guys can't see this guy, but you will fuck your shit up. You will fuck you up.
And what, like we said before, one of the beauties of a dive bar is that everybody gets along here. I mean, we've been in business almost 3 years. We've never had a real fight, and that's by design. You know, there's been a couple of, conversations that went a little south, but that comes with the territory. In 3 years' time, we've never even had a punch thrown in
here. That's awesome.
Let me just ask one common sense question. Why would you want to tag a place that you love coming to and love having a good time? That's fucking common sense.
Yep.
Makes
totally
no sense.
Makes absolutely no sense.
Respect the property, respect the place, and we'll continue to provide you with a great time.
You know, you guys have such a great, great environment here. Great people. Orange County, California. You know, the sunflower. Oh, my God.
And free lap dances.
He's got a giant ass. He's got a giant ass rubbing in his face right now.
Just rubbed her ass on me. Holy cow. That's what I'm talking about. That's the type of treatment you get at the Blarney Stone.
Famous words of Greg Rochelle. That's some ass for your ass.
Oh, my God.
That was ass for weeks. Back to the social media. If you want to find our live music lineup, Like Todd was saying, we got, you know, 2 to 3 bands a week. We have 3 bands today. Got 6 bands playing this weekend. It's under BS Dive Bar on both Instagram and Facebook.
And Dave, is that how, like, bands who would like to play here can contact you?
Absolutely. You can email me at david@BS, like Blarney Stone or bullshitdivebar.com. And both of our Instagram and Facebook, you can search BS Dive Bar and pull up our site, see all the lineup for the next few months and what's going on every day of the week. One thing we can guarantee, it's going to be a goddamn good time every day of the week.
Fuck yeah. And just so that you guys know, everything that you're plugging here is on Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, YouTube.
Well, how
Facebook.
Do we find you guys? You haven't even plugged yourself yet.
Oh, at laclicapodcast.com. Hey, we're fucking worldwide, bro. Hey, we got motherfuckers in LA County Jail saying, fuck yeah, La Clica.
Well, the Blarney Stone's worldwide, but this little fucker in Found Valley's going to be worldwide, too.
Oh, yeah.
So we're having a good time today. If you look around right now, the place is jam-packed.
Yeah, speaking of which, I recently saw a very nice naked lady in Cancun, Mexico with a Blarney Stone hat on.
Oh,
fuck
shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of worldwide.
Fuck yeah.
What's in store for, what's next for the Blarney Stone here? Are you guys expanding or keeping the same size?
I don't think we're going to fuck up a good thing.
This is perfect, yeah. This is perfect. I was about to say, dude.
You guys have a gold mine here. You guys have a gem.
Small's better in some cases.
Yeah.
This is one of them.
And you know what?
That's what he tells his girlfriend.
Negative.
The Blarney Stone is definitely a gem in Orange County. I'll tell you that. Definitely a gem. I mean, what you guys have done in the 3 years that I've seen is fucking unbelievable, man. And you know, my nephew Anthony is a resident DJ here. DJ Rome.
Oh, DJ Rome's your nephew?
I'm his uncle.
No way.
I used to wipe that kid's ass and put diapers on him.
I didn't know that. Well, let me tell you something. I was a fire captain in Huntington Park for about 20 years.
Oh, that's where we're all from.
Come on now.
Wait, which one? Which one? The one on Santa Fe? Or?
No, I was in Bell. 163.
You know, oh, there you go.
I worked on Santa Fe for 5 years.
And you know who else is from Huntington Park? Slayer!
Are you guys Huntington Park High graduates?
Oh, yes. We're blood.
What are you guys? Oilers? Is it Oilers?
Spartans.
Okay. All right. Spartans. Well, I know your colors are orange.
Orange and silver.
All right. Yep. Yeah, I got that. Wow, what a small world.
Oh, my God. That's fucking awesome. I used to work at
Huntington Park. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
They're having a sidebar conversation.
I know. Joel's saying how he used to love firefighters in Huntington Park.
Super secret shit. He's actually saying he wished he stood in the wrong line one day.
Wow, small world. We just figured out some small world shit, right?
Let me tell you.
Ironically.
Without going into specifics, let me tell you. Dave, you know the saying that the people that you least expect that are by your side in probably the worst event ever in your life, Dave was right fucking next to me during the life and death situation. And you know what?
Absolutely. You know why? You know why? Because I fucking taught him everything he knows.
There you go.
You want to hear the kicker?
There you go.
You want to hear the kicker?
Yes.
His dad, Smokey, taught me everything I know because I used to work for his dad.
There you go.
Payback's a bitch.
And you know what? It's so funny. I was at the House of Hayden in Long Beach not too long ago. And my friend's like, hey, dude, is that your friend? Because I heard Joel. And I never turn around when people call my name because of what I do for them. And I'm like, oh, shit, it is Dave. You know? And then we talked about this podcast.
Oh,
I said,
nice.
Hey, dude, what's going on at the Blarney Stone for St. Paddy's Day? And he goes, well, bro, we got this, we got that. And I go, well, dude, how about we do a fucking podcast, get you on a podcast, get your partner on a podcast. We'll plug your shit, and, you know, we'll just have a fucking gay old time, you know?
Yep.
And that's what it's been.
So all this, I need to say this, because all this hard work is for my daughter, Alexia. She lives in Michigan. And I love her to death. I don't see her much. But Dave just had a daughter as well. She's a year and a half old. So
congrats. Yeah, the little shit tried to sneak in here today with her fake ID, and Todd caught her at the door.
So I'm retired from the fire department now, but this is all for her. So, again, give me the podcast name so I can tell her to listen to this.
Definitely.
And because I love her more than anything, and I just want her to know that.
Hell yes. Hell yes, and she will.
Can she put up with the cussing?
What's that?
Yeah. Can she put up with the cussing?
Oh, yeah.
You know
she's
what's funny
around
is
me.
Todd almost disowned her because she got a little tattoo, and he's surrounded by a bunch of motherfuckers that are covered in ink. Cracks me up.
Yeah, I learned my lesson, though. I'm up with the times now a little bit.
Oh, yeah, man.
Old so now that you guys have had St. Patty's Day under your hat, what's next? What type of events do you guys have coming up in the upcoming the upcoming months and the upcoming holidays?
Oh, you got a visitor.
Well, every
we just
day
got bum
holiday.
Rushed by a bunch of bunch of females. Uh-oh.
There we go. Where's the video at?
Yeah.
Hey. Hello. Sorry.
That's another one.
We got this really hot chick talking on the mic here right now.
So right now.
All right, what's your name?
Say something. That's Myra, one of our bartenders. Say something that makes sense. Say something that makes
Myra's
sense.
If you can hear me, give kiss.
From the body sound, and that we have a lot of people that come in that are literally from the entire fucking like area. They come in and they're like such good people. There are people that are like just from surrounding areas. They're not people that come out from like Long Beach or whatever. They're people from like are literally from around the area.
Myra's shift ended at 1 o'clock. What time is it?
Those are the people I really am thankful for. Those are the people I love. Those are the people
I say you staple that with a kiss on the cheek for Joe.
Yeah.
Give him a kiss right down the cheek. Give him a fat kiss.
Let me give you a kiss. Okay, right now,
there it is. Look. Yeah.
Oh,
so
boy.
As of right now,
she just took over. She just kicked Joe out of his fucking seat.
The people that we love and the people that we care about and the people that we like want to be around, the people that come in into the Blarney Stone, those are family. Like, I feel like they're family. I haven't even been a part of Blarney Stone for that long. But because of the fact that they've treated me like family, it's been great. Like, this place is fucking amazing. I can't even say anything negative about this place. This place has been like the best fucking bar I've ever worked at. I've worked at least like 12 bars in my life. And I have my calling, I have my people that like love me and whatever. But as of now,
Myra worked her ass off from somewhere around 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. today.
Now Myra's partying her ass off.
Hell yeah. So come in and see Myra. We got a lot of great, great bartenders here.
Myra.
Allie.
Mackenzie. Shelly. Nate. Fernando.
It's a good place.
Andy.
That's awesome that the owners know the name. That's awesome.
It's a family here, and
yeah, it is.
Our bartenders, our bar backs, our security, our patrons are all extended family here, and you know that's what we set out to do.
Yeah. What about who's cooking the barbecue outside? Is my question.
Oh, that's Mariscos next door. They're responsible.
That smells good. They did a great job.
We have a great co-op with them. They come through here anytime you want to eat. They'll bring it over to you here, and they make great food. We got a great
cooperation with them?
No.
Family?
Family, yeah, that one.
Here's the deal. So for the Blarney Stone, just in general, I feel like I've worked at so many bars just in general. And this place has been like literally a home to me. And the reason why it has become a home to me is because of the fact, like, the owners, Todd, Dave, they have made it at home.
Thank you. We're regular dudes.
They literally
make sure when you come down and see Myra, you mention this.
They make everything happen. They come out. They fucking like just.
How much longer we got here? Are we done?
They're about to go on.
They treat their fucking like.
Hey, what's your name again?
Myra.
We're gonna sign off right now. The band's about to start up again. Okay, Myra. Nice meeting you.
Beauty.
All right, guys. So, thank you for having us. Joe went to go take a piss or something.
He's probably whipping his pig in the bathroom.
He got excited over that kiss, I think.
Oh,
I don't know what it was, man. Hey, but thank you guys for having us here, man. It's been an honor. It's actually a family environment here. I love it.
Well, absolutely. And you know what's funny is everything always comes full circle. I mean, I can't tell you the fires and the rescues I've been on in Huntington Park where you guys grew up.
It's yeah.
Pretty badass. I mean, touches home in a lot of ways. You know? I mean, seen some crazy shit.
Is there any way?
Earthquake to the riots to everything. It was all close to where you guys
were. Is there any way to add photos to your podcast so people know what Myra looks like?
We'll do that. Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you guys very much.
All right. There you go, folks. You got Dave and Todd here, owners of the Blarney Stone, the staple of fucking Fountain Valley, Orange County, California, one of the best dive bars in the fucking county. Everyone is welcome. People from all walks of life, people from all backgrounds, creeds, race, religions. We have no haters here. We have nothing but love here. It is such a clean bar, so traditional, and we love our law enforcement. We love our firemen. We love our civil servants. Nothing but mad respect, and come on down here. We'll be partying all night. St. Patty's Day celebrating. We got great bands out here. We have a midget dressed as a leprechaun who's funny as hell. And
that's
it's
our
just,
next guest.
It's just all out fun. So come on down. We're here till the break of dawn, till closing time. And Blarney Stone, look for them on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube,
BS Dive Bar,
everything.
BS Dive Bar.
There you go.
BS Dive Bar, guys.
Right on. Thank you, guys. Pleasure.
Your podcast.
Be safe out there. Don't drink and drive.
There you go.
How's it going, Orange County? I am Joshua Smith. This is Sandy. This is Yvonne. And this is my brother over here. His name is Garrett.
Hi.
Or else is known as Mr. Duck.
Okay, who's who in the band, and what's your name?
So, my name is Sandy Starr. I do lead vocals and bass.
Hello, I'm Yvonne, and I play the guitar.
My name is Garrett. I play drums.
I'm Josh.
Josh does lead guitar.
All right, all right. So, how long have you guys been around?
About 2 years now. Our second birthday is March 25th, so March 25th? We're really excited.
And what kind of music do you guys play?
I would call it indie punk-ish.
Okay.
It's more like we do whatever we feel.
That's good. That's good.
We let the lyrics decide where we're going.
Definitely.
Absolutely. So you do have original songs?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Do you have any demos out yet, or... Do you have any music out? Available?
We do. We have music on Spotify and Apple and all the basic major music streaming platforms. We just have one song out right now. We're working on an EP and getting that released. Yeah.
On our YouTube, we have actually a lot of live videos from our show on January 9th at Gallagher's. But recently, we just added our guitar player, Yvonne. And Yvonne has actually hit over 6 shows now in less than 3 weeks.
Congratulations.
And she's a master guitar player. She's also a classical trained. And she's basically passionate to the point of watch out, heart.
And she's a hell of a talker, too.
Well, Yvonne is a very smart girl, but Sandy is also one of my best friends and probably the most amazing girl I've ever met in my life.
We're all best friends in the band, so it kind of makes it easy to get along and do stuff together.
Oh, this little guy who's silent over here, we call him Mr. Duck. Come on, Garrett, do it.
We have a lot of fun when we come away.
This guy's shy, but don't worry.
You got a lot of talkative members in your band.
He's going to be funny. Here it comes. Come on, Garrett. Okay.
Okay, you can't see it in podcast land, but he refuses to get to the mic, but we ain't mad at him.
It's all good. Any questions you want, we're here.
Do you guys have any shows coming up that you want to talk about?
We do have a show on March 22nd in LA at Area 51. So we're super excited for that. It's going to be the first show we've ever played in LA. So.
What time do you guys go on?
We go on at 9:30. Boarding starts at 9. The rocket takes off at 9:30.
So 9:30 at the Area 51.
9:30. Okay. And we're basically going to blow the shit out of that place. And from there, the sky's the limit. In 10 years from now, we will be hitting up Elon Musk to go to the moon. And
we're going to play on Pluto. That's our goal.
We're going all over the universe.
It's
the Milky Way
planet.
Belongs to us. We are cosmic pressure.
So how did you guys all meet?
Actually, it's a funny story.
Josh and I know each other.
I met Josh and Garrett through our old bassist who left for Germany on Craigslist. Okay. On the music page.
Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, and so when our first practice, we all just clicked and we knew it was like we were meant to be a band together. And Yvonne, I think we actually met through Instagram. Yeah, we met her through Instagram, so it was really cool.
I'll protect my friend Evan. He had to basically walk away to go to college, and he went to Germany, and basically he's one of our best friends, our brother.
Great guy, great guy.
And he'll be back. It's just a matter of when. I love Evan to death, and he brought me my best friend over here. So I applaud Evan to death. He stuck it out as long as he could until his parents said, I'm paying for your college, you do what you need to do.
We better get the grades, basically, otherwise we're not paying for this shit anymore.
Don't get us started on this. We'll go on for hours and hours.
We love you, Evan.
Well, that's what we're here for. We got enough space for it.
So what are y'all's basic influences when it comes to music and writing?
I'm talking into the mic, I'm sorry.
You gotta speak right into the mic.
Anything for me that just sounds good, gives me a good vibe, I'll listen to. I'm a huge metalhead, but at the same time, I like jazz, I like funk, I like everything else between hip-hop and rock and metal and all that. But if it sounds good and I can play it or try to, I'll do it.
What about you?
I love playing the guitar, and I also play classical guitar. So I love music by Isaac Albéniz. Isaac Albéniz and Andrés Segovia. And I really like to expand on my guitar playing, so I like to do a lot of different types of guitar playing. And soon I'll be learning some flamenco style. Style guitar.
Would you be doing any flamingo in the band?
Yes.
Hopefully.
We do not.
We're going to add that variety to
our music. Any genre, we are very diverse. We love music in general.
That's why we say we're an independent indie band.
I think the next song we're going to call it is like probably like La Chona or something like that.
The next step of evolution of our music is going to be so insane because we're going to go happy. And Yvonne is going to lead the way in the direction.
Yeah, when we say she's a guitarist, we mean she's our second lead guitarist in the band.
She is a badass. She's a classical trained badass. And basically, she's been here 3 weeks. But what will come
in 3 weeks, she's learned almost 43 songs.
That's a lot of pressure for you, isn't it?
No.
That's talent right there.
There is no such thing as pressure.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
She's a passionate, driven woman who's very intelligent. And
thank you, Josh.
I say she's amazing. Sandy is incredible. And Garrett is Mr. Duck.
Garrett has no other layers to his personality other than being Mr. Duck.
I tend to goof around a lot of practices.
This guy is very bashful right now, but he's actually very talkative. But he's leaving it all to me.
I heard him outside. It just like he was louder than everybody else.
Yeah, I wish I had a mic outside for him.
I was on the 22. I heard him.
The microphone. You can get me outside. I'll listen to it. It's deep.
Hey, don't be scared, fool.
I ain't scared. I'm good.
Okay. back to the musical influence. Basically, I grew up like everybody else, listening to 90s music, Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins. I mean, anything in between. I mean, that basically taught me my roots, but from there I went from Led Zeppelin to Black Sabbath to Pink Floyd to anything you can imagine. I love music in general. I know what I'm doing, back the fuck off, dude. But when it comes down to it, I love music. I basically went from raves to everything in between. I have friends that are DJs. I have friends that are everything in between. I mean, I started out with trombone, and then, so guitar is not my first instrument. I mean, I just love music in general. When I was in at Musicians Institute and in 2001, I basically learned a lot of hand percussion, a lot of classical. I learned basically anything you could imagine. But
nobody
when it came down,
my story, Josh.
Well, I'm giving you
well,
the full gist.
Well, that's what a podcast is for.
I'm giving you the full gist. When it comes down to it,
Josh likes music.
I had a friend who was,
end of sentence,
as I known as Slayer. He was a metalhead, and I still love you to death, Slayer. You're the man. He was there for me back in the day. Fucking, I would have ran into the wall with the mobile, but he answered his fucking phone basically at 3 in the morning and said, "Josh, I'm always here for you." Like, these people are always here for me. Sandy, you're always there for me. Yvonne, and this guy over here is my brother. He's been here for probably over 7 years.
It sounds like an Irish confession. Are you a little tipsy right now?
Yeah,
I hear some of that in there.
As far as tipsy, I don't really get tipsy. I just get...
You get all fucked up.
We've all seen him a little tipsy, and he's a little tipsy.
Practices for me are usually normal routine. This is normal for me. St. Patrick's Day. It's back, fine.
Back to the musical influences thing. I really take a lot of influence from a lot of, I want to say, I don't want to call it pop punk, but like kind of like 2000s, a lot of emo stuff, Florence and the Machine. A lot of Susie and the Banshees. That's kind of what I wanted the direction to go in. Kind of like Cranberries,
we
Susie and the Banshees.
We should do some B-52s, actually. That person said something about B-52s. I was like,
we love B-52s. We also love Ace of Base.
No.
We love all types of music when it comes down to it.
We always said that if we ever fail as an original band, we're going to be an Ace of Base cover band.
And No Doubt.
I love it.
And
I
a
love
No
it.
Doubt cover band. That's actually one of our biggest influences all as a band is No Doubt.
You have incredible range for from the songs that you guys were playing today. I mean, you have a lot of range in your vocals.
Thank you. It's actually kind of a theme in our band to be classically trained in a sense. I was actually going to go to school for opera, and I just didn't feel like it, so I just didn't go.
So you started an indie punk band instead?
Yes.
As you do.
As you do. If you don't do opera, you do indie punk.
Well, she's boring. Sandy read a post that basically said, if you want a band, that's your band.
Come hit us up, me. Yeah.
So we know how you all guys met, but who was the one that initiated, like, we want to fucking start a band together?
Well, I think that would be Josh for sure. Josh and I have been playing together.
Oh, it was the Irish Confession guy.
Yeah, Irish Confession.
Definitely
for
Josh.
Sure.
The ginger of the band.
Let's not forget,
the band.
I do have some Cherokee in me, so.
Just because it's Turkey.
Okay, it's St. Patrick's Day.
I think he was eating turkey outside.
Oh, my God. No, Josh and I have known each other for a long time, and basically we started playing, and another band of some other people, and it happened to be around the area, so it just happened to be one of those things. But next thing you know is he hit me up. He's like, hey, like, my amp's going to come stay, like, going to come play, like, whatever. I'm like, okay. I haven't played the drums in maybe 5-10 years. I just bought a set. I was like, hey, you want to jam? He's like, yeah, it'd be great. I'm like, okay. So we started doing that. Next thing you know, like, hey, I got this girl wants to come by. I'm like, okay. It's fun, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it all starts. It's fun. Yeah. It's good times. Next thing you know, it's like, oh, this is actually kind of working out really well.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we should do this.
If it's not fun, it's not worth your time.
That's true.
That's right.
becomes tedious. It's just too much fucking work.
It's tedious because we spend a lot of time together every week. But then in reality, we come and hit a show, and then it's all worth it.
We've seen each other almost every single day for the last 2 years, except Yvonne. We've seen her every day for the last 3 weeks.
Oh, man. If I was like that with my band, I would have like fought all of them by now. We would have hated each other by now.
We'd have killed them all.
Yeah, I would have killed every single one of them. Believe
me, we have our disagreements. Don't get me wrong. I think everybody does when we spend that much fucking time together. It's one of those things where like, hey, we're done? Yeah, we're done. And then we play a show and it's like, yes.
Yeah.
It happens. Communication between music is fun.
Communication is key. Having a band that gets together as often as we do, it's key.
Yeah. And you've been doing this for 2 years. That's great.
2 years, yeah.
That's good.
Well, to be honest, we've been writing for 2 years. We've been playing out since January. We basically kept everybody under wraps. That way we can basically conquer the world.
No, we didn't really release anything for a hot minute. We really were a good 6 to 9 months before.
We have about 4 hours of material, which most bands would probably cry over 45.
I know a lot of bands we go who 45. Cry over 45.
Yeah, we go 4 hours, and we don't give a shit, because Led Zeppelin is my main man, Jimmy Page is my god, and therefore, I love to play.
We wrote just about, I would say, 30, 28 songs in a year and a half.
Wow.
Good amount of songs, yeah.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure out how to get them up, you know, in the order, the right way to play live, everything else. You play gigs.
So what about your recording process? How do you choose all those songs to put on one album, one EP?
You know, the first thing that we've done is we decided what we wanted to do. Unfortunately, it's just difficult to get everything down in one track. And worst comes to worst, it's like, okay, well, we record it live, and then we'll figure out, okay, what's going to work the best way for the album track. For now, we're just like, we need to get a single out there, make it work.
That's the biggest thing about our single that we have out now. It was recorded live in one take.
Okay. What is the single called?
It's called Ghost.
Ghost.
Gross?
Yeah. Ghost. We released it right before Halloween.
Ghost by Causing Pressures on Spotify, yes, Apple Music, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
We basically recorded it in one take. It's not really that great of audio quality, but the fact is that it basically spoke a message and put a stamp on our name. Nobody can touch it.
Yeah.
Well, that's punk rock, isn't it?
Yep.
It's punk rock, and it's also personal.
It's a very personal song. It's a very personal song.
So tell us again exactly where we can find you on social media.
Yeah. You can find us on Instagram at The Cosmic Pressure. You can find us on Twitter at Cosmic_Pressure. Facebook, Cosmic Pressure. If you just search Cosmic Pressure, you can pretty much find us anywhere.
So there you have it, Cosmic Pressure.
Cosmic Pressure here with Black Lika Podcast.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Go check them out again. When?
On Instagram at The Cosmic Pressure, Spotify for Cosmic Pressure, and all that.
And the show?
Our show, March 22nd at Area 51 in LA.
So check them out.
There you have it, guys. Go check these guys out. Talented band, classically trained. And we have the Irish speaker over here.
We have two gingers in the band, and one is feistier than the other.
Yeah.
One is also a bottle ginger.
You are not a ginger.
No, you're just Irish.
One is a bottle ginger.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for having us. Mr. Duck was shot when he came back to life. Shot. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. You're at Cosmic Pressure.
Okay, Cosmic Pressure. Thank you guys for having us on by the Lika Podcast.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.